Stacey O'Neill's in the studio with us this morning, as is Rick Potes. Good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
We're talking the triathlon this morning in particular. Stacey, I know that you want to get the word out on that, but also that you're looking for volunteers, obviously, as the volunteer coordinator. What's happening, when and where, and how can folks get involved?
We need specifically a lot of volunteers for our triathlon. We need about 125 volunteers in order to pull off a safe and successful triathlon. We have two different tries. We have an adult try and a kids try. So we'll need volunteers from probably about 7 o'clock in the morning till probably about 11 or 12. It's super fun. You can bring a chair, sit down, cheer on some runners, and help raise some money to run scholarships so that people who can't afford the Y can still come and enjoy our services. So
that's pretty easy, actually.
It is, and it's super fun.
So if somebody wants to do that, how do they get? Just call you or get a hold of the Y?
They can contact the Y at 227-YMCA and ask for myself, Stacy, and we'll get you all set up.
Now, Rick is with us as sports and rehab coordinator. What's happening with the triathlon, and when, where, and how can folks get into it?
It's going to be in Nagani at Teal Lake. It's July 18th. The adult run starts at 9 a.m., and then we have a kids' triathlon that'll start at 11:30. So it's coming up quick, and last year we had a bunch of fun. It was a great success, and we're hoping it to be even bigger this year.
With registration, I'm sure you'd like to know as soon as possible if someone's taking part in it. Is there a cutoff for registration?
The cutoff for the cheaper price is July 16th, and then it goes up about $20. But they can sign up the day of the race, too. They can either go to active.com or ymcamqt.org, or they could come into the YMCA and sign up.
You mentioned the actual cutoff dates and all of that, but how many people are you expecting to take part in this event?
We had about over 100 last year. We're hoping about 150 this year. It was big success, and we're just hoping that it continues to grow.
You have it broken down into sections for the adults. What is the race for them?
Like the distances? We've got a quarter mile swim, and then they transition out of that, and then they go into a 20K bike, and then they'll transition, and then they'll go into a 5K run.
And for the younger participants?
Participants get a 200 foot swim, and then they go on a 2 mile bike, and then they go on a half mile run.
And now, if folks have questions about this, you mentioned a website. What's on the website? It's active.com, you said?
Yeah, we've been doing all our registrations, same as what we do with the run. And they can go to active.com, sign up, and get something, put all their credit card information, everything in there. Or they can sign up online at ymcamqt.org now. We've got our new website up. Or they can come right into the YMCA, and we can get them all signed up right there.
Let's again touch base for those that are just joining us. When and where is the triathlon?
It's July 18th. It will be at the Teal Lake, right on Croix Street, the entrance, and it'll start at 9 a.m.
And I know in particular, Stacey, you as the volunteer coordinator want to get the word out that this race in particular, with all of its elements, you'd really do need volunteers.
In order to make it a safe race, we really need about 125 volunteers. We have a 20-mile bike, which is when on winding roads. We have blind spots. We have to be very careful. The run, we need to make sure runners are going in the right direction, make sure the race is fair and safe. And so we need a lot of people. And anybody who's interested, groups are welcome, families are welcome, can contact the Y227-YMCA and ask for myself, Stacey, and we will get you all set up.
You know, it's interesting you touched on it in our last segment that, you know, in terms of volunteering for this, this is really just kind of a chance to kind of get together and socialize and hang out.
It really is. It's a fun event. We had beautiful weather. We hope we have similar weather this year. Grab a chair, cheer on some runners, and just have a good time and raise some money for some people that can really need our services over at the Y.
And in terms of the triathlon, Rick, you got sort of broken down. You've got adults and kids. Once again, those paths are the race areas and the lengths. What are some of those for the adults and then for the children?
We've got three different races. We've got the adult race, and then we're going to have the relay race. So if you don't want to do it all on your own. And then we've got the kids race. For the adult and the relay, there's a quarter mile swim, and then it goes into a 20K bike. And then it goes into a 5K run. And then for the kids, it's a 200-foot swim to a 2-mile bike to a half-mile run.
And if people want to get registered, you have some dates that they need to be aware of. And what are those, and how can you register?
After July 16th, it does go up to a more expensive price. And you can either go to active.com to sign up, or you can go to ymcamqt.org and sign up, or you can stop in at the Y.